Do you feel like your business is running your life instead of the other way around? I'm Roy Castleman. I've built multiple seven-figure companies, worked across continents, and coached high-performing entrepreneurs. But I've also been completely burnt out. At one point, I was barely seeing my daughter, drowning in stress, and one step away from walking away from it all. That's when I made a decision to build a business and a life that works for me. The journey became Elevate 360. A system to help business owners reclaim their time, find their energy again, and get back in control without sacrificing growth. And this podcast, Power Movers, is where I share real stories behind that shift. Each week, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders who've walked through the fire and come out of the other side with clarity, courage, and a system that works. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more life instead of taking it away, you're in the right place. Good morning, good evening, good day, wherever you are in the world. I'm here with Stanley Bronstein, and Stanley is going to talk to us about things close to my own heart, about wellness, about making sure that us entrepreneurs or us powerful people are actually living the life that we love. Stanley, over to you.
First of all, Roy, it actually is close to your heart, literally close to your heart. Healthy heart. Okay, I'll give a little bit of backstory and then I'll jump right in. Okay. My mother died when I was 8 years old. And needless to say, that messed with my head. And there I am, I'm living with my massively obese father who had no clue how to eat a healthy diet, had no clue to realize how much I was hurting. And basically, we both ate ourselves into oblivion. I started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then all my life up until I was getting ready to turn 50, I'm 66 now. So a lot of this happened 17 years ago, was obese. I would lose weight, then I'd put it back on, lose weight, put it back on, because all the changes I made were temporary. And to be honest with you, they weren't even the best of changes to make. I did not learn how to create a healthy lifestyle for myself. So to jump ahead, and I'll give a little background. I'm both an attorney and a certified public accountant, a CPA. Other parts of the world are called chartered accountants, but it's essentially the same thing. And I'm both. So as I was getting ready to turn, and to show you how obese I was, for those of you who are looking at the picture, this was me, the picture on the left. I was 367 pounds. At the time, I had a 58-inch waist, and I'm only 5'7". This was when I was in law school, probably around when I was 30 years old, give or take, something like that. And when I was getting ready to turn 50, 4 months before my 50th birthday, I was still 320 pounds. I wasn't at my maximum weight, but I was still way too big. And like many people who are reaching a milestone age, I've been very successful as both an attorney and an accountant. I've made a lot of money. I've done very well, and I've helped a lot of my clients make a lot of money and do very well. But I wasn't happy because I asked myself, where am I going to be in 5 years if I keep doing what I'm doing right now? Would you care to guess what the answer was, Roy?
Probably
dead. And guess what? I didn't want to be dead.
Good motivation, that, right?
Yeah. Except one thing I've learned over the years, motivation is only good for so much. Motivation is what gets you started, but it takes more than motivation. And we're going to talk about that. I was not at rock bottom. I had not had a heart attack yet. I had not had a stroke yet. My knees had not given out yet. I hadn't had any major illnesses yet, but I'm sure all that stuff was coming. It was on the way. And so I turned to my wife and I said, I'm done. I'm cooked. I said, I'm going to stop tolerating BS in my life. And the first person I'm going to stop tolerating it from is myself. Because I thought to myself, I have all this potential. Look how successful I've been in my business career. But yet, look what I'm doing. I'm wasting my potential And it's not too late for me to get started, but if I keep going the way I'm going, one day I'm going to wake up and it's going to be too late. And you can't do anything about it. So one thing I always say is it's never too late until one day it is too late. So no matter where you're at, you can start right now. I'm about to tell you what I started doing, but I want to emphasize first, it took me 49 and a half years to get to the point where I changed my life in an instant. I know that we don't have to wait 49 and a half years to change our life in an instant. We can get to that point faster. And that's one of the things I help people do now. So I said, I need to start eating better right now. So I sat down and I looked at what I was doing and I came up with three things that I was going to do. First thing I did was I stopped drinking scotch. I was drinking scotch every day. Was I an alcoholic? I don't know. Was I drinking too much? Yes. Was the alcohol serving me or was I serving it? I was serving it. So I said, scotch needs to go. It's not going to get me where I want to be. So I believe in symbolism. I took my last bottle of scotch. I poured it down the toilet. I hit flush. Gone. Haven't had a drink in 17 years. Do not miss it. And believe it or not, it was easier to quit than I thought it would be. It really was. I think that's because I wasn't physically addicted to the scotch. I was emotionally addicted to it. If that makes any sense. That's not like heroin or something where, you're physically addicted to it. So anyway, then I said, those 2 liter bottles of soda pop. I was drinking three a day, which is disgusting when you think about it. But they were diet caffeine free, so surely they were healthy. No, they weren't. But that's what the marketing companies want you to think it is. They want you to think it's healthy. It's not. And I figured that out. Took my last bottle of soda pop, poured it down the toilet, flush, gone. Haven't had one in 17 years. Then I said, I want to change the way I eat a little bit. So I've always liked chicken and turkey. So I said, I'm going to quit eating red meat, beef and pork. I can do that. And I'll just eat chicken and turkey. I figured that would probably be a little healthier. Then I said, I need to do some form of exercise. And I thought about it. And I said, I'm going to pick walking because I figured walking needs less equipment. It's easier to do. You can do it almost anywhere, almost any time. And I figured it would beat my body up less than any other form of exercise. So I said, I'm going to start trying to walk. In the beginning, when I was walking, I could only walk 2 or 3 blocks. That's how much my knees hurt and how out of shape I was and how hard it was for me. So what I started doing was I found a gym that was open 24 hours a day, and I would go there in the middle of the night. And I would walk laps up and down in the pool. The water would be up chest high, and I'd just walk back and forth. Hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And I set a goal that by my 50th birthday, I wanted to build up to a 5-hour pool walk. I was going to do that. So by the time I reached my 50th birthday, I did that 5-hour pool walk. And it actually wasn't that hard. I had lost probably 50 pounds around that time. And I was starting to feel better. Then I started walking outside. Then after about 4 years or so of doing that, my walking activity had picked up by then. I was up to the point where I would have days where I would walk 10 miles, even 15 miles. That's 15 to 20 kilometers. And I was doing that pretty much every day. But not that I'd have days off. And this is from a person who can only walk 2 or 3 blocks. I got to the point I said, I want to get in even better shape than I'm in now. I need to make another push. So I analyzed my diet again. And I said, I'm going to go vegetarian. I gave up chicken and turkey. I've never liked fish, but I kept eating eggs and cheese, dairy. And I did that for about 4 or 5 years. And I lost more weight. And I kept walking and walking. But I got to a point where I hit a plateau. I was stuck at 180 pounds. I was literally walking 10 to 15 miles a day, and I could not get below 180 pounds. And my weight wasn't stable. It'd go 180, 190, 200, 190, 180, back and forth. So I said, once again, I said, I'm doing something wrong here. So I analyzed what I'm doing again, and I said, I'm going to give up butter, cheese, and ice cream. Those are three wonderful tasting things. The funny thing is, I can taste them right now just talking about them. That's one thing I've learned about food. You can taste it without putting it in your mouth. You can visualize it. Same thing with alcohol. If you're trying to kick alcohol, look at the alcohol, smell it. Imagine you had it. You know what it tastes like. You know what it feels like, but don't drink it. Same thing with cigarettes. Look at it, smell it, imagine what it feels like, put it back in the pack. So you can experience those things without putting them in your body. So I learned that. So I gave up butter, cheese, and ice cream. You know what happened? I lost 50 pounds in 5 minutes. I literally melted. Every day I'd wake up on the scale, lost a pound. Those were fun times when I was doing that. And I actually got to the point where I was too small. I got down to about 130 pounds, all from a person who used to be 367. I went from being the largest person in the room to the smallest person in the room with no drugs, no surgeries. And because I did it so slowly and by eating healthy and exercise along the way, my skin tightened up. I didn't get left with all this loose, flabby skin like so many people who've had the surgeries and everything have. So then I said, I'm too skinny. 130 is too low, but I had to do that to get the fat off. So since then, I've put on about 15 pounds or so of muscle. So I got to a point where I'm stable, I'm happy, everything's great. And I just had my blood work. I had my annual physical 3, 4 weeks ago. I had full blood work series. I do it twice a year. I want to make sure I'm on track. And I'm 66, and I will put my blood work numbers up against any 30-year-old. Since that day, I turned vegetarian over 12 years ago. I've been sick one time for 3 days. And that's it. And that includes getting exposed to COVID. I got exposed to COVID. I felt a little bit off for 2 days. My body threw it off.
You mentioned me before we started. You have a meditation room. What do you do with the meditation?
Meditate. Okay. I spend time. I have three rooms in my house. There's a mind room. That's my office where we're at right here. I have a body room. That's where my treadmill is, my rowing machine is, and a few other pieces of equipment. And then I have a spirit room. That's where my meditation is. I go in there. First of all, it doubles as a TV room also. I have a recliner in there because my wife can go back there and watch TV. You know, have a great little room. It's loaded with plants. It's loaded with a lot of these, the kachinas like you see in the background, the Indian stuff. I have a whole wall, an 8 foot by 8 foot wall loaded with stuff like that. And then I have plants all over the room and everything. It's a calm, peaceful center. It's an energy room where I can go to recharge. And I sit there and I do it. And
How
then
long do you meditate on a daily basis?
mostly I do a lot of 8 to 10 minute stints. Like for example, I will get on the treadmill and I'll do an hour on the treadmill. Then I'll go in the spirit room and I'll meditate for 8 to 10 minutes and just imagine my body relaxing, all the tensions from the walking I just did leaving my body. Then I will get back on the treadmill, do another hour. And go back in there and do the same thing. This morning, when I woke up, I was a little bit sore. So I did 15 minutes on the treadmill. And then I meditated for 8 to 10 minutes. And I have a routine where I felt the negative energy, the blocked energy, the soreness of my body leaving my body through my head. It comes out and goes, and then I feel better and I loosen up and then I get back on the treadmill. So I do various things with it. And I do a lot of deep thinking back there. Sometimes it's a thinking room. I will sit on the chair and I'll have my laptop in there. And I'll sit there and I'll do stuff. I'll do writing. I'll do whatever. It is a quiet, high energy space to go be by myself. And that's one of the things I recommend for people. I'm going to tell people everything I'm telling you, this is what I do. You don't have to do what I do. What you have to do is figure out what works for you. In a way that works for you, in a way that makes you happy, and then do it. See, like this experience of losing all this weight and keeping it off in a healthy manner and turning into a walking machine. I'll give you an example. When I say walking machine, you're going to this because you live in London area. Okay. Last year, I walked 5,166 miles.
Sure.
Imagine I left Los Angeles. I got within 300 miles of London, but I ended up in the middle of the Atlantic. So it's a good thing I know how to swim. Let me tell you why I do it. Because I can. See, this experience taught me two things, and it led me to ask myself a very valuable question. First thing it taught me was I am more powerful than I ever imagined. I'm a very confident guy to begin with. I mean, I've had a very successful business career, done very well for myself, but the experience of doing what I did blew my mind, to be quite honest with you. I exceeded what I thought I could do by far. And the way I did it, I wasn't perfect. I made mistakes along the way. It was not a straight line path. I had good days, I had bad days. But the one thing I did differently this time from all the other times I had lost weight was every time I failed, I realized the mistakes are proof you're trying. What can you learn from the mistake? And I would learn from the mistake and then I would start over. That was the one thing different. In the past, every time I messed up, I would quit. So now the second thing, what the experience taught me, it taught me that if I am more powerful than I ever imagined, so is everybody else. If you're listening, you are more powerful than you ever imagined. I am no more special than you. You are no more special than me. We are all special, each and every one of us. You are more powerful than you ever imagined. Believe it. Feel it. And then once you learn to believe that, you start asking yourself questions. And the question I asked myself was, if I'm capable of doing all this, what else is out there waiting for me to do that I haven't done yet that I should be doing?
Yeah.
And the conclusion I came to was, I should be taking what I've learned, I should put it into a system that other people can use so I can help other people to not have to wait 49 and a half years to change their life in an instant. And my career, I've always been a systems thinker. I've been paid money to take complicated things and make them simple. So I started asking myself, if I'm going to turn this into a system, what is the goal of the system? The first thing I came up with is the goal is not perfection. The goal is excellence. And let me explain the difference between that. When you're a perfectionist, the only thing that's good enough is perfect. When you're working with other people, if they don't reach perfect, you're not happy with them. You're hard on them, you're hard on yourself. Perfection, you're never going to achieve perfection. You are a human being. We are all human beings. We are going to make mistakes. Failure is a part of life. Failure teaches us if we're willing to learn from it. Excellence, on the other hand, starts from a different floor. With perfection, there's a ceiling. There is no floor. It's either perfection or nothing. When you're excellent, it starts with the floor that's good enough. I stopped being a perfectionist and I became a good enoughist. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
And when you're good enough, everything's just fine. However, just because you're good enough, it doesn't mean you can't try to make it better. That's what excellence is. Excellence is working to constantly improve yourself over time. Excellence is realizing that life is a long-term game. And the problem is we live in a short-term world. Everything, we can get everything instantly, and that's fine. But some things take time. Okay, ask any fine Italian chef, can you make good spaghetti sauce in 5 minutes? No, takes hours, takes time. So what I've learned to do is I've learned to think in decades
Do you want to give us a summary of yourself? We've got about 5 minutes left. Do you want to give us a summary of your system for
Yeah,
people?
absolutely. Okay, first thing is there's 20 things. Here's what the system looks like. And the whole system is on the website. And it's all free. There's videos on it that explains everything. I'm going to give you a very quick overview, but you can get it all there. So first thing is tell it like it is, which is what I did on that day when I woke up. But it has a second part, which is act on what you told yourself. See, in the and permanently act on what you told yourself, not temporarily, permanently. Second thing is life is a long-term game, which I just told you. Third thing is take personal responsibility. It wasn't my mother's fault she died when I was 8. It wasn't my father's fault that he didn't know how to teach me how to eat properly. It wasn't my fault either. Blame is irrelevant. Blame does not solve problems. Blame doesn't fix anything. All that matters is identifying what needs to be done and then doing it. I learned to be positive. I focused on the positive. Then I learned to put things in perspective. All these things I keep telling you have to do this, you have to do this. You don't have to do anything. The only thing you have to do is die. That's it. You don't even have to pay taxes. You might go to jail, but you don't have to pay taxes. You get to do these things. If you're alive and you're breathing, it is your privilege to eat healthy food. It is your privilege to exercise every day. It is your privilege to improve yourself. Start taking action that's consistent with your goals. I used to go to Chinese buffets and say I wanted to get in shape. Duh, not gonna happen. Then balance. Balance is identifying everything that's deficient in your life and increasing it, identifying everything that's excessive in your life and decreasing it. I did that in my life and I learned how to create a balanced lifestyle. Balance is not something you find, balance is something you create. But here's the one that may be the most important thing. I used to say the three most important words in the English language were, I love you. Changed my mind. The three most important words in the English language are you willing? Unless you're willing to do what it takes permanently for the rest of your life, you're not going to be successful and you're not going to get to where you want to be. You got to be willing. You don't have to be willing. You get to be willing. It's a privilege. Then believe in yourself. Believe. I've told you, you're more powerful than you ever imagined. Since at the now we're closing out, I want to tell you the four things that I recommend for people to do if they want to get started on a healthy journey. And there are four things that almost anyone can do. When you see where I'm at, I'm 18 years into the process. It's not fair for you to compare yourself to me. It is a process of evolution. It is a long-term process. So let's talk about where you should get started. First thing is eat less processed food and more natural food. I'm not telling you never go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, never go to McDonald's, never eat a frozen pizza. I'm not telling you any of those things. I'm telling you do it less. More natural food, nuts, grains, seeds, fruits, vegetables, things like that. Then quit eating 4 to 5 hours before you go to bed. And the reason why I say that is when you snack at night, you're taking your food to bed with you. You're not giving your body time to digest your food. It needs time. If you quit eating 4 to 5 hours before you go to bed, then you sleep 6, 7, 8 hours, you're giving your body 11, 12, 13, 14 hours maybe to rest, to process your food. There's a process called autophagy where your body cleanses its cells, heals itself. Your body needs that time, so you need to give it to it. Then walk at least 20 minutes a day. You don't have to walk hours like I do. 20 minutes a day. And if you can't do 20, do 10, do 5, but start walking and do it every day. Set aside 15 minutes every day, quiet time for yourself. Find a quiet place in your house, apartment, wherever, comfortable chair, lay down in your bed, whatever. Sit with yourself for 15 minutes. If you know how to meditate, meditate. If you like to pray, go ahead and pray. If you don't know what to do, just be quiet. If you want to journal, 15 minutes a day for yourself. If you do those four things, eat less processed food, quit eating 4 or 5 hours before you go to bed, walk at least 20 minutes a day, set aside 15 minutes a day for yourself, you'll be off and running. And do that every day. And if you fail, just start again.
Thank you very much for sharing all of that with us. And I'll point people to your website? What's your preferred contact option?
My preferred contact option is go to my website, thewayofexcellence.com. Thewayofexcellence.com. If you would put that in the show notes, please. People can go there. All my books, I have 9 books on there. If you download them digitally, they're for free, or you can read them online on the website. I have videos that explain every concept in the system. There's 20 of them. The videos are 8 to 12 minutes each. So watch one a day. In less than a month, you'll know the system.
Amazing.
And it's all for free because it's my privilege of giving back to you. If you have a company or something and you want to teach the system to the people in your company, send me an email. There's a click at the bottom of the thing. Send me an email. I'll be happy to. You're welcome to hire me for a 2-3 hour presentation for your company. I'll teach them the system and go through it and go from there.
Well, thank you very much for joining me, Stanley.
Thank you, Roy.
Thanks for listening to Power Movers, the podcast from All the Power, where our mission is to help business owners reclaim their time, reset their energy, and live the life they love. If this episode sparked something for you, your next step is simple. Take the fit check at allthepower.co.uk. It's a short clarity tool that helps you see where you are, what's getting in the way, and what might be possible if you have the right system. When you're ready, come and join the tribe. Power Movers start with our signature framework called Elevate 360, a system built to help you escape survival mode, create structure, and move forward with power. Just remember, everything we share here is based on real stories, experience, and frameworks. It's not personal business advice. Always speak to a coach or advisor before making big decisions. Because in the end, it's about more than business. It's about building a life that you actually love. I'm Roy Castleman, and I'll see you in the next episode.